Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yom. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We're now in Masechet Kiddushin, Daf Yod Ter Amud Aleph, near the bottom of the Amud. And we have two statements of Rav Nachman reported by Rava, his student, both spinning off of the approach of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, that we just saw at the end of the previous podcast, who says that there needs to be at least a Shavah Pruta worth of time left on the Ama Ivriya's term when Yud is made, and that's the money which is utilized, and the conventional understanding is that the original money was not Kesef Kiddushin, that's the Kesef Kiddushin. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Adam Levitok Tana, Tzi'i, V'kabli Kiddushayich. A man can say to his minor daughter, go and accept your own Kiddushin. How do we know that? Amar Yosef Yehuda. Lav Amar Yosef Yehuda, Ma'ot Rishon, Lav Likiddushin, Nitnu, did he not say that the first money is not Likiddushin? So, it's only when there's less than a Shavah Pruta left, meaning that the master is now being mekadesh the girl without the father being there or being having a part in it, and he's being mekadesh the girl who's a ketana. Hachana miloshna. Rav Nachman, halacha number two. Mekadesh b'milvish yesh alehem ashkon. So let's say that a man loans money to a woman, and there is a surety, a collateral, that he's holding on behalf of it. We had earlier the statement of Rabbi Elazar that it's not good. Here we say it is good. Mekudesh. Why nervous of Yehuda? Because after all, Avim Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Ma'od Rishon Alav Kiddushin Nitnu. So therefore, what happens? Hai Halvahi. In other words, the money that he gave the family for her work is considered as a halva, and she's paying it back with work, and she has not yet paid back everything. There's still a Shavah Pruta left. V'gufa mashkon hi. She herself is the collateral, is the surety, as the security. And therefore, it works. V'chim ha'shayar bar Shavah Pruta miyayid ba'ahu kiddushin. If there's Shavah Pruta left, and he's miyayid, then it works. V'chanami lo shna. So it should be the same. All right, Tanuvanu Ketzav Mitzvat Yud, and this is the core brayta where the Machloket Chacham and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is found. How does Yud work? Omer Alav Yifnei Shnayim Harei Mekudesh Li Aron Uresed Li Afilu B'Sof Shesh Afilu Samuch L'Shkiat Hachama. According to Chachamim, he says the typical formula we're familiar with: Harei Mekudesh Li Aron Uresed Li in front of two Edim. Doesn't have to give her anything, and he says to her at the very last minute, just before sunset on her last day of work. And then he lives with her like husband and wife and doesn't treat her like a slave anymore. That's Chachamim. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, Im Yeshut Payon Kedei Lasot Imo Shavah Pruta, Mekudeshet Vlav Eina Mekudeshet. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says that if there's enough time in the day for her to work and make a Shavah Pruta, then Mekudeshet, and if not, not. And our conventional understanding again was, because he says that there is a new Kinyan Kiddushin happening here, the original money was not for that, and he's being Mekadesher with the Shavah Pruta or more that's left on what she owes him. Now, Mashal, somebody gives a parable, or shall we say a model to use to understand this halacha. A person says, we're going to get to this in the third parak, a person says, be mitkadesh to me from now after 30 days, meaning Kiddushin will take place in 30 days retroactively from now. In that case, if someone else is mitkadesher in the meantime, those second Kiddushin don't work, the Kiddushin after 30 days kick in retroactively, and anybody who in the meantime tried to mekadesher is blocked out. Now, Mashal Aman, who does this Mashal support? Either Mashal Rabbi Sibi Yosef Yehuda, Haim Yeshiv Uriyom Kedei Lasot Timo Shavah Pruta, Mekudeshet, Lav Lo. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda said that there's a new act of Kiddushin, it's not retroactive Kiddushin, therefore this Mashal doesn't fit him at all. And by the way, if, according to Rabbi Sibi Yehuda, it would seem that if somebody else came along as Mekadesh this girl in the meantime, if there's no issue of purview, then that would work. And the Mashal is there for the Rabbanan to explain their position of indicating that the Kiddushin now retroactively kicked back to the original moment of sale, and that was the money, and it's Miachshav Pshita, so it's very obvious that Mashal fits. Perhaps you could argue that he did not say Miachshav when he bought the girl, and said, when I decided to yield me'achshav, and therefore perhaps if someone else mekadesher in the meantime, that will be valid. So kamash malan that it's not. All right, so that mashal is there for the rabbanan. Tan yidach, we have another bright, and here the order is reversed. Tamocheret bito v'halach v'gichal acher. A man sells his daughter into slavery, and then is mekadesher to somebody else. Sichek ba'agon mekudesh l'sheni. He gets to laugh at the master, and she's mekudesh to the second guy, the Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. And Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, of course, makes a lot of sense, because Yehuda's a new act, and the guy didn't do it yet. They said, no, the master can still be miyad and ignore the guy who came into Kedushin. Here the model is, and again we're going to see this in the third parak, in the first mission of the third parak. If a person says, "Harei mekadesh li," after 30 days without miyachshav, and another person comes along as mekadesh in the meantime, she's mekadesh to the second guy. And Namashalaman, who does that model fit here? Elam the Rabbanon, Ham Rabbanon, Mirtan the Admiayid. He can't be Rabbanon, because the Rabbanon said that the master is still in charge. He's in the driver's seat. And Rachab Redurava, Mashal Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Mashal is there for Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. So Pshita, Maudatem Halo, Amar Lala Achar Shloshim Yom, Kamashmalan. So then we flip it and say, it's not so obvious, because when he was Miyayid her, when he originally bought her, he did not say Lachar Shloshim Yom, meaning later on. So I might think that if somebody else comes along as Mekadesh in the meantime, it's invalid. Kamashmalan, that it is valid. And until the master actually is Miyayid her, she's available to Kiddushin anybody. Now, Tanya Idach, third Braita. Hamocher Bito Pasak Amanat Shlo Liyayid Nitkayim Atanai Diver Ameir. Ameir says that if a man sells his daughter and makes a deal that you cannot be miyayed her, she's going to go free and then marry somebody else, then it works, according to our mayor. Chom omim im ratza liyayed miyayed, eshit na mashka tu batorah, v'chom anash mashka tu batorah, t'no batel. Chom disagree with your mayor, and they say that even if the master makes such a deal, he can go ahead and change his mind and be miyayed her, and it's valid because the Tanai was a redefining of the relationship of the Torah, and that's never valid. We saw that as a klal in the ninth parak of Masachik Tubot. We've seen that in Gittin. You cannot create a Tanai in which you're redefining the relationship of the Torah, as it were. Now, the Rameyer Tanai Kayamson, but since when does Rameyer disagree with that principle and say that a Tanai against the Torah will work? V'hatanya ha'omer li'shar re'ab mekudesh le'em anat she'in lach alai sher ksut v'yona ha'reiz mekudeshet u'tanai u'batel. If a we have a famous sugin ketubot in the fifth parak. If a man says to a woman, "You're mekudeshet to me on condition that I have no obligations of sher ksut and ona," the kiddushin are valid and the tanai is out. If Rav Meir, now Rav Yehuda disagrees with Rav Meir and takes a more lenient position about the flexibility of tanaim or the power of tanaim, but only in some areas. But you know, remember, Dorash Mamon Tanai Kayam. When it comes to sharing ksut, at least according to the Rambam's understanding, the Tanai works because you can be Mochel Mamon. Ona doesn't work, that's Tzara de Gufa. Alright, so, and here, Yud certainly is not an issue only of Mamon, but Rameyer himself says the Tanai never works. So how could Rameyer here say a man could sell his daughter and be Matne against Yud and that works? So Machizki Yashani Hacha Damakra Le'ama. It says V'chim Kor Ishut Bito Le'ama. And Rameyer's read is Pamim She'ino Mochra El Olama Bilvad. Sometimes you sell her only for an Ama. In other words, the Torah is sort of giving you two options. You could sell her for the whole ball of wax, Ama and Yud, or just Ama. V'rabbanon Hailama Me'avdile. So the Rabbanon who reject that and pin it in the normal category of Matna Mashka Tuva Torah, what do they do with the word Lama? That teaches you that you can sell her to psulim, meaning to a mamzer, or to somebody who's not allowed to do yud, and that she will always remain an amah. Here it's not that you're selling her on condition that she remains an amah, but just a circumstance where she will remain an amah. Valodinhu, I don't need a pasuk for that. After all, you're allowed to mekadesh lepsulim. It's wrong, it's terrible, but it's valid. Loim kuren lepsulim, certainly you could sell her to psulim. No, it doesn't work. Malakad shel psulim shekanadam mekadesh bidok shinara kiddushim. A man has more power over kiddushin. He mekadesh his daughter when she's an ara. Im kirena lepsulim shekanadam mocher bidok shinara. A man cannot sell his daughter when she's an ara, only when she's a ktana. So the fact that he can mekadesh it psulim doesn't tell me he can be mocher to psulim. And therefore, talmud lomar lama the funny of the pasuk lamed shemocher lepsulim. Now, Rabbi Eliezer disagrees, and he says, I've already got a pasuk that says he could sell it to psulin. Now, the simple read of Imra'a b'nei aduneha, which is the end of the parsha of Amivriya, is if he doesn't like her. But the way we're reading it is a shirab nisueha, meaning that the nisuin are evil or wrong. So, meaning to psulin. So, according to Rabbi Eliezer, what's la'ama for? Malamed shemochra lekrovim. He could sell her to relatives, meaning arayot, people with whom kedushin wouldn't even be tofes. And he says, "Valhodinu im mochra lepsulin lemkaren lekrovim." After all, if he could sell her to a mamzer where kedushin are tofes, certainly he should be able to sell her to krovim. So mala mochra lepsulin shimratzal liyad meayi. No, it doesn't work because psulin, at least b'diavad, the kedushin are tofes. Lemkaren lekrovim shimratzal liyad eno meayid. It's further from yud. So Amakrali Amam Lamit Shemochal Krovim. That's why the Kal V'chomer is not good enough, and you need a pasuk Imra'a Mochal Psulim in Le'amad the Mochal Krovim. Good. So now what we have is Reb Meir says Le'ama is there to tell me that I can, against the normal system, sell her b'tnai that there's no yud. That works. The Chachamim use Le'ama or plus Ura'a to tell me the range of people to whom I can sell her, but not the conditions. So what's Reb Meir? Where is he going to get that halacha from? Reb Meir, lepsulin nafkale meheched nafkale labalazar. He gets the heter to sell it to psulin from Ra'ah. Bikrovim sabalak rabbanon. And when it comes to krovim, he agrees with the rabbanon damri. Ain machral krovim. You're not allowed to sell it to krovim. Alright? So Reb Meir comes out fine. He says, Le'ama is there to tell me I could sell her on condition. And Ra'ah is there to tell me I could sell her lepsulin. And krovim, you can't. Now, Tani Chana Mochor L'Aviv and Mochor L'Bno. We have one Braita that says, or one Tana that says, you could sell her to your father, which is the grandfather of this girl. You can't sell her to your own son. Tani Idach and Mochor L'Aviv and L'Bno. Another one says you can't sell her to either. So Bishlam and Mochor L'Aviv and L'Bno Karabonin. I understand the position that says you can't sell her to your father or to your son. That follows Rabbanan, who say in Mochor L'Krovim. And Mochor L'Aviv and Mochor L'Bno. Come on, whose position could it be that says you could sell her to your father but not to your son? Lo Karabanan v'lo Karabeliezer. After all, Karabeliezer says you're allowed to sell her to Krovim. Should be everybody. Karabanan says you're not allowed to sell her to Krovim. Shouldn't be anybody. The answer is the Olam Karabanan. It's Karabanan. Lo Karabanan hechadikat tzad yud. The Karabanan agree that if in this relationship it's possible to have yud, then it's fine. You sell her to your son, there's no way to have yud because that means that he's now enslaved his own sister. And he can't be me'ayid her himself, and he can't be me'ayid her to his son, because that's his aunt. However, he could, if he sells it to his father cannot be me'ayid her, that's his granddaughter, but his father can be me'ayid her to his son, which is her uncle. And because that's possible, therefore the mechira would work, even according to the Krovim, who generally say the Krovim, according to the Rabbanan, who say the Krovim, you're not allowed to sell her, here they would say, you are allowed to. Okay, we'll pause at this point. And Mirza Hashem pick up in the next podcast. We have a relatively long podcast next time. And then the one after that will take us to the next Mishnah on Chaf Bet Amud Bet. Everyone should have a wonderful day.